Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Utmost confidence in Lamar Jackson. You know, always will. He's my guy. He's our guy. He's our quarterback. And Lamar's doing what he needs to do. You know, he's winning football games. And, you know, it's not always pretty. I don't know how many times in the last however many years we've had wins like this where we've gotten up here and said, you know, it's not pretty and it's not perfect, but it's us. You know, it's us competing and fighting. And that's what Lamar's doing. The pretty games will be there. They'll be there for Lamar Jackson. You can bet on that. But I'm proud of him right now. I'm really proud of him. The way he's fighting to win football games.
No, it was pretty solid. You know, for the most part, it was pretty solid. No, I don't think that at all. You know, I feel like we just need to execute. You know, a lot better. We get in great field position, but we're not putting points on the board. You know, that have nothing to do with no injury. We just need to put points on the board right there.
So you heard John Harbaugh when asked if he's confident that Lamar Jackson can get back to his MVP form. He has the utmost confidence. And then Lamar was asked about his ankle, and he said it felt fine. Alas, the Ravens won yesterday 23-10, but we've got a lot going on here. Lamar Jackson and the Ravens offense put up 241 yards of total offense. That's the lowest such total with Lamar Jackson quarterback since week 3 of 2020. He's now had three straight games where his completion percentage is under 60%. And back-to-back starts where he doesn't account for a touchdown for the first time ever. So, yes, the Ravens won, and they've won five straight, and they are now in pole position to win the division. But it feels like there's a lot of clouds as far as the Ravens are concerned as we move forward with the game on Thursday night.
I don't know what else other people have been writing about or talking about in this town when it comes to the quarterback. But I did a mea culpa right after the Miami game and said, shame on me. I bought what Lamar was selling. Lamar ain't anywhere close to 100%. And it's not just first half rust. He does not pass my eye test across the board. We'll see. He's got 9 days off now until he plays again. And then what was the next one? Minnesota?
Yeah.
And I'm like, he 1,000% ain't right. He ain't even close to being right. He doesn't trust the offensive line. He doesn't trust the play calling. And his body, this is not Lamar Jackson playing quarterback. This is some other version of him that doesn't trust his legs, that is fundamentally unsound in part because the body is betraying him and everything else around him isn't lifting him up. It's dragging him down. We talked about Lamar's body language. We talked about Lamar's obvious frustration. We talked about the crisis that this offense was in. And my suggestion was, if you want to get more points, you probably need more energy. You probably need more tempo. You probably need a different running back there with him. And you're probably going to have to lean into his legs if you can. Well, it turns out you can't. And it's been diminishing returns even since then. I don't know what he is, 65%, 70%, somewhere in between, Bone. But he ain't particularly close to 100%. There's no two ways about it. And now the bad footwork and the feet not being aligned with the shoulders, there's a lot. You can have rudimentary knowledge of the quarterback position and know he's nowhere close to being right. And when he tries to rely on his legs, the rare occasions he does, they're betraying him. And it's still a bad offensive line, and it's still a bad run game. So It is what it is. It's a bad offense. They've scored 4 offensive touchdowns in the first half of games since week 5. They played 7 games. In those last 7 games, they've scored 4 touchdowns offensively in the first half of those games. The only passing touchdowns the Ravens have as an offense in the first half over their last 7 weeks are the 2 he threw to Andrews in Miami. Like, they don't have any energy. They don't have any cadence. They don't have plays. He holds the ball and throws it to Zay in the middle of the field. And then he runs for 10 or 12 yards. Like, that's their offense.
Well, he's not running for 10 yards.
Yeah. He's not running for 10
long was 6, I think, yesterday.
Yeah, you can go back.
I'm just saying the scope of their offense, like what it is. Zay run after the catch.
Well, looking at the numbers in terms of Lamar rushing.
No, I'm not talking about Lamar rushing. I'm talking about Zay.
I got you.
He throws it 15 yards to Zay in the middle of the field. Yes. And then Zay tries to turn it into a 30-yard explosive.
Yes.
That's their offense.
Yeah, and looking at Lamar's legs, in the 4 games since coming back, 25 carries, 71 yards. You take out the 7 kneels for negative 7, so 18 carries, 78 yards. 4.3 yards per carry. He's got 3 carries of 10-plus yards in this stretch. 8 of his 17 carries have gone for 3 yards or less. Just comparison, the Bills game, the opener, he had 5 carries for 10-plus yards in that one football game. He's got 3 in 4 games. And now, look, even Miami, and yes, the first half of that was an ugly, ugly performance, but the offense was able to turn it on. Lamar looked sharp throwing the football late. Now you're seeing him miss what should be layups for Lamar Jackson.
Fundamentals where it's off.
Mark Andrews over the middle of the field on 3rd down to start that game. The Isaiah Likely deep ball was not accurate enough. And then the gimme, DeAndre Hopkins on the
stop
move.
And go. Yeah, he had him and he overthrew him.
Hopkins had him by a couple of yards.
The Tez Walker throw. Tez made a great play.
Yeah, Tez bailed
him. If he throws it earlier and gives him a better throw, he's got a chance to score. Instead, he has to make a great catch for a 30-yard gain. I can't guess what percentage he is, but Jason's right. He ain't 100%. I can tell you this. He's been bad the last 2 weeks. Yeah. He's been bad. And if he doesn't play better, I don't know what this thing looks like when they start playing better football teams. The good news, like, I don't know what Cincinnati is. And as you said, Bone, maybe I can't remember if you said it on the air, but who knows what Pittsburgh looks like because whenever they play.
Geez.
But New England's a good football team. Green Bay on the road is a good football team. If somehow they make the playoffs, they're going to play good football teams. I don't know what this looks like against good football teams because he's bad right now.
Well, do you think he's bad because all of a sudden he just hit the wall and it's 28? No. Or do you think maybe, let's take it back to them being fined $100,000. Like, maybe nothing's been on the up and up about this entire situation.
That's to me is separate. Why he's bad is up for interpretation. The point is he's bad and they can't win with him playing bad. Like, if he's got to be a lot better for them to beat good football teams, and I don't know that it's in him.
That game yesterday, it sort of reminded me of the Flacco era post-2014, the 15 through 17, just the ugly brand of football. We talk a lot about Lamar Jackson putting on the cape. He did not have the cape. When you're talking about Jordan Stout putting on the cape.
Jordan Stout, legacy game.
That's where this offense is at right now. Where you're talking about a punter having
the
it.
The quarterback's hurt.
Yes.
If you know nothing about football, and I showed you him in 2019, and I showed you him last year in a pick your game, and I showed you him in week 1, and you watched 10 clips of him now.
He's not right.
Anybody would say, he didn't get worse. He's not like pressing, he's hurt. Now, they're supposed to have a Super Bowl roster. That's what everybody in the media told you. That's what they whispered. They need to, I've been saying for weeks, they need to lift him up. If you think he's going to carry everybody at 60%, you're bonkers. Your running back, who you gave another contract to, I wouldn't have. He better lift somebody up. He can't. Your offensive line better figure it out. They won't. You better go get somebody at the deadline. You didn't. You better have somebody else on your roster you trust. They don't. The tight ends better carry it. I don't think Likely's healthy at all. I still think Andrews drops too many balls and is really inconsistent. They better lift it up. Did they lift him up yesterday? No, they didn't lift him up yesterday.
Yeah, but part of the reason, and I'm with you, like, it's obviously not a Super Bowl roster, but part of the reason this was a Super Bowl contender is because of Lamar Jackson being Lamar Jackson, and he ain't close to that right now. I don't know that you can, if he's the MVP, then they got half a shot. I don't know if he's playing at this level that they've got half a shot. I hear what you're saying. I get it.
He can't do what he's supposed to
do.
So
then they can't win a Super Bowl.
Well, I mean, but it's, so it should. But that's 4.7 yards per play in the first half over 7 weeks, half a season.
Oh, it's bad.
That's good enough?
No, it's not. It's not.
I mean,
it's
like,
not.
What? Wait a minute. But everybody's supposed to get extensions, and people tell me he's drafted so well. I mean, what can it be? It can't be both. It can't be the quarterback is the team. Oh, yeah, and they also have the greatest roster in the NFL. It's one or the other. Looks to me like the quarterback is the team, and you're damn lucky you have him, and you're fools. You're fools to let Josh Allen get another contract before him again. You are utter and complete fools with how you handle this quarterback.
Well, I think we're totally beyond that point in terms of when they were 1-5, we were saying, okay, we all clearly, everyone overvalued this roster, and it was a massive blind spot, Eric DaCosta, in terms of the trenches. The offensive line, not good enough. The defensive line, the edge rush, not good enough. Those were not Super Bowl caliber position groups in the trenches.
We have a massive show. We will recap this ugly football game. It was a win. Ravens in first place in the AFC North. Guest-wise on today's show, it's the usual Monday guest. We got Jonah Schaefer, IA Hall of Famer, covers the Ravens for the Baltimore Banner at 4 o'clock. And our own Cordell Woodland, he was there yesterday. Harbs meets with the media today at 5:30 because they are already on to Cincinnati as they play on Thursday. So he'll be getting ready to talk to him. We talked to him at 5.
Derrick Henry owes Lamar Jackson a lot of money. I'm sorry. Like, this whole Derrick, it's Lamar Jackson. It's not Derrick Henry. What's Derrick Henry done? What has he done with Lamar being an average quarterback?
Well,
he's done F all.
He had a career in Tennessee.
He hasn't been bad in this stretch.
He's going to rush for 1,000 yards.
He doesn't fit the way they're constructed right now. They keep doing this for you. Bang your head for another 2-7 to carry. Knock yourself out. Keep playing stuck in the mud. Throw him the ball. Yeah, throw him the ball.
Wow,
not the backs who can make it.
Silly.
Like, bro, I'm telling you, he doesn't fit what they need to go up tempo. They need to be in a 2-minute look in non-traditional 2-minute situations, and they need to do it with more explosive backs on the field. Or keep doing this with the beat up quarterback and the plow horse, and you'll beat bad teams, and your season's going to end real soon.
Coming up next, what about the defense? The Ravens' defense continues to keep teams under 20 points. What do we think of the defense? More bad than good. We'll recap next here.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So,
that means a half day.
Yeah. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Fan.
Get to the outside. Now cuts it up. Breece Hall still going. And he lost the football. Baltimore claiming they have it. No official signal yet. And now it is Ravens ball.
I think it's just a combination of us coming together collectively. Defense, I feel like we're playing. We know what each other.
That was Roquan Smith talking about the defense after you heard the highlight of Marlon Humphrey stripping Breece Hall inside the five. Aloe Gilman recovers it. Ravens had two turnovers in the game, and they defeat the Jets 23-10. But that was a massive play because Breece Hall was about to cut that 2-1 score game. And even if he doesn't score, they have first and goal, and you assume they're going to score and make it a one-score game. Instead, the Ravens get the football back and end up not coasting, but winning 23-10.
Well, you start to worry about the fourth quarter bugaboos. It's like if they cut this to a field goal and we see a 3-and-out from the offense, which I don't think would have shocked anybody in a close and late situation as presently constructed, and they put the ball back in Terod's hands with nothing to lose. Could that be super problematic? Now, look, the reality is I think we have to skew positive here. Forever we've been saying that defense doesn't get off the field when they need to get off the field. There's no one to make a play when a play needs to be made. And a play doesn't just have to be a drive-ending or game-ending sack, although, you know, Draymond is providing some of those.
Yeah, Draymond.
Big sack at the end of the first half, big sack at the end of the game. So he was a closer. But we've seen tip balls do the trick. We've seen pressures forcing errant throws do the trick. And we've seen takeaways do the trick all of a sudden after takeaways being dormant half the year. In the second half, they've really come back with a vengeance. And Marlon, still kind of with one arm, being able to hunt that, what did he, peanut punch, Hawaiian punch?
Fruit whatever. Punch.
Fruit punch.
Fruit punch. Hawaiian punch.
His version of the
Hawaiian
peanut
punch. That's good. Yeah. Well, this time he just ripped it out. Yeah.
But, I mean, hunting the football on a ball carrier is absolutely huge. They had to find a way to prevent the Jets from scoring there. They could, if they cut it to a one-score game, even if they had to settle for the field goal, and I'm not sure how Aaron Glenn would have played that one way or the other, I think it could have been problematic. So getting those critical stops are huge, and that's becoming more a part of what they do as a defense. They're still not going to wow you over with the eye test. It's not going to be waves of pressure. It's not going to be them dominating at the point of attack. Slot receivers and running backs and tight ends, for that matter, who catch balls in the middle of the field, that's just going to be a problem forever and ever and ever. Amen. I don't know why they waited as long as they did to start throwing it to Breece Hall more, but once they did, brother, there weren't a whole lot of answers for it. So I still think I have some reservations about them defensively, but they're instead of finding ways to roll over in the fourth quarter because of a stupid penalty or a missed tackle or a blown assignment – or, my God, how do you not keep the guy in bounds there? They've changed their spots. So I'm skewing positive.
No, they're continuing to improve. And I think one huge positive to come from that game that was a concern that we were talking about in the lead-up to it, they were fantastic against the run. Now, part of that can be, okay, you can sell out to stop the run when you're facing a Terod Taylor. But Breece Hall, 16 carries for 44 yards. That's fantastic, 2.8 yards per carry. But you're slowly seeing this defense continue to get better in key metrics, where third down defense on the season, they're 12th. That's more than respectable. You're creeping towards top 10, and red zone, you're 16th. You forced 9 turnovers over this 5-game winning streak. Now it's going to be a huge step up, and Zach Taylor saying that he anticipates Joe Burrow is going to play Thanksgiving night.
He tweeted and put on Instagram he's playing.
There's going to be no T. Higgins, but Ja'Marr Chase has terrorized this defense multiple times in the past. You're going to face them two of the next 3 weeks. New England's got a strong offense. Green Bay's got a strong offense. Pittsburgh, meh. But there's going to be a step up in offense down the stretch.
I feel like, and to Jason's point, you have to skew positive. Roquan is stacking better games. Mm-hmm. I thought he's playing good football. Mike Green got another sack, now leads the team in sacks with 2.5. Marlon, the key turner. I will tell you, had a little PTSD early. Tyrod Taylor threw Nate Wiggins a room service interception.
That should have been a pick early in the game.
And he let it go through his hands, and I'm thinking, here we go. But you got against good teams, when they give you the ball, you got to take it. It didn't cost them in this one. But, yeah, they're getting – their pressures are ticking up, and some of that's Draymond Jones, who is basically giving them everything they could have wanted.
Yes.
They're not getting much more out of what they got up front. But – yeah, as Bone said, they're stopping the run. We'll see what happens when they play a team that actually can throw the football, and that's going to happen Thursday night. And we'll see what Chase Brown does against this defense. But, yes, another game where they hold a team under 20 points or less. They just gave up 10. So, yes, you have to feel good about the defense.
Yes, now what, 4 offensive touchdowns allowed since week 7?
Yeah.
So, everybody would sign up for that. Now,
haven't played anybody.
I think that's about to change.
It's going to click up Thursday night.
But I still go back. Bears just dropped 31 on Steelers, and the Rams are a freaking wagon right now.
What'd they have, 31.5 last night?
They played both those teams in back-to-back, so you got to give them credit for that. I know the Rams, self-inflicted mistakes in that, but both of those teams well within the top 10 at scoring.
Yeah, look, the defense, it's just so funny. You can run a whole bunch of numbers back to like week 5, the last 7 weeks, and it's like the defense stops hemorrhaging yards and points.
Yeah.
Makes people earn it, starts turning them over. The offense can't score. The offense starts turning it over. The offense can't capitalize in the red zone even when they're given the ball by the defense. It's just They can't get it going at the same time.
One nitpick, and Aloe Gilman had the key fumble recovery after Marlon forced it. He missed a lot of tackles yesterday, and there were a couple times where he had Breece Hall in space, and one of those, I think it might have been the 40-yarder. He's right in front of him, and he whiffed.
It wasn't just him. Roquan had a gimme sack against Tyrod Taylor.
Oh, the sack,
he was bringing up in this post-game presser. There were a couple of open
field. Well, we're not going to talk about the defense for a minute, but I'm just – I guess they were poo-pooing Kyle Hamilton after the game.
He said not serious.
Yeah. That's a quick turnaround, and it is. I've been saying it forever. He seems to be susceptible to burners, stingers, areas. Like, every game.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll say this.
He's probably way more hurt than we know.
If it was anybody else, I'd say he's not playing Thursday. But he, what do I call him, Gumby? Like, he's... I don't expect him to play Thursday, but we'll see if he's out. Well, we won't see today. They'll send out no media available. Yeah, they'll send out estimates today, so we'll see. They don't do anything dirty as far as that's concerned. So if he's practicing, he's practicing. We'll find out. It's a walkthrough, alas. Coming up next, six pack time, and we have 2 of them after a game. It's our 6-pack of offensive observations. Man, it was offensive. We'll give it to you next here on the Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Big deal brands are on sale right now at Designer Shoe Warehouse. Save up to 25% on select styles from the brands on everyone's list, like Nike, Adidas, New Balance, Crocs, Reebok, and more. Because the only thing we love more than dropping a name is dropping a price. You don't want to miss this one. These brands are almost never on sale. So shop the DSW Holiday Name Drop Sale today at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Six pack time. Six pack is sponsored by the Good Feet Store. Come in and try the Good Feet feeling today. Comfort, energy, performance, and pain relief at the Good Feet Store. Go to goodfeet.com for more details. The Ravens beat the Jets 23-10. Time for our six pack of offensive observations. And Beltway Ben, let's get started.
Number six.
I put this at six because it's baked into the cake at this point, but I do feel like it deserves a mention, and that's that the offensive line stinks. It just every week it comes, it shows its ugly face every single week. I did like how they rearranged the deck chairs of the Titanic as far as the inactives were concerned. We had Noteboom up, Vincent down, and Emory Jones up for the first time this year, Cleveland down, though neither one of those guys had a snap in the game, but it's fun to look at the inactives.
I decided to take the O-line and make it part of a combo platter at number one. Yeah, we got a combo platter for you at one, Bone.
Oh.
It's a little early. You know, everybody loves ahead of Thanksgiving. You know, combo platter, you got to put a lot on the plate.
Yes.
Got to put a lot on the plate.
Some sweet potato casserole, maybe. Yeah.
My six is TE's, SOS. We said the tight ends are going to have to carry this thing. Like, there's got to be more consistent there. When he's not on the same page as Andrews and he can't hit Andrews or Andrews drops balls, that's really the only guy kind of sustaining things. Kohler, Ricard, I don't know, man. Like, we got to find ways to get some other people, some big bodies involved in this pass game. If Lamar's going to be a little bit inaccurate, if he's beat up, then some of these big targets have to step up.
Number five.
I'm so sick of writing in my notes in these games. No tempo, no energy, no pace. Like, it's just, they come out with such sort of lethargic energy, and they just feel kind of listless. They don't seem alive. And so part of me was like, well, they've been on the road a whole lot lately. I wonder, maybe it's that.
Get that home energy.
It's a problem, and I think it has a lot to do with something that's going to be much higher in this six-pack, which is the way they're starting these games. But there's the execution of it. There's the lack of productivity. There's all the numbers that you can quantify, and I got them for just how horse bleep they are in the first half of games, going back now 7 weeks. But I also think part of it's like you look at them in the huddle. Like, it just – they don't pass the eye test in terms of a team that – dude, it was the greatest offense maybe in NFL history a year ago. They don't look like they believe they're any good. I'm not buying anything they're selling in the huddle, on the sidelines, before the ball snapped, after the ball snapped.
My five is, I don't know how many times I looked up sitting in the perch in the press box, and you're looking at these guys running routes and nobody's open. What the hell? I thought this team was loaded with talent. Like, there's another piece of this, and it's much higher than the Lamar of it all, but I can't tell you how many times I looked and watched these guys, and there's nobody. And the Jets, Brandon Stevens stinks. We're well aware of Brandon Stevens. Like, they should be able to get open on these mooks, and they can't.
Mook.
No.
Number four.
Jason alluded to it. They were awful in the first half. To be down to the New York Football Jets 7-3 at halftime is a bit of a joke. Like, how is that possible? And some of it, I'll get to in a little bit, some missed opportunities early, but scoring 3 points and a half against the New York Jets, come on.
Yeah. My four is, like, thank God for Zay, but if somebody takes Zay away, they're in trouble. I mean, like, I talked about it a little bit in the open. Zay is good at running around in the middle of the field, intermediate, when it's three Mississippi, four Mississippi, five Mississippi. Like, chucking the ball 20 yards to Zay is about all they have going for him right now. And he clearly is the one guy who's got it cooking from a chemistry standpoint with Lamar on a weekly basis. But he still doesn't show up in the red zone. I don't know that he's ever really going to show up in the red zone for obvious reasons. And they have nothing going beyond him throwing the football.
Yeah, I like your first three, Jason. And your four kind of plays off the six. And I was asking Ben yesterday during the pregame. And by the way, Ben gave out a Draymond Jones sack.
Ben.
Plus money.
Plus like, money.
If you aren't watching Wanna Bet, if you aren't following Ben Hall, he's giving you winners.
He's giving you
to
winners.
To give you some money ahead of Black Friday, ahead of Christmas. Yep. He's the man.
I know you do a lot, Ben, but how about a Beltway Ben Hall, Draymond Jones podcast. I think that would be fire.
Dude, easy. Big person.
He's a fire guy.
Big person. But I asked Ben, at this point, and I know he's beat up, this is just looking like a lost year for Isaiah Likely. Have you seen
nothing
that he's going to turn it on down
he's
the stretch?
He's not healthy.
It's exactly. Unlikely.
I've been saying it forever.
It's unlikely.
He's way off.
And that's kind of to your point where right now, it's just
safe. Bro, most games he's played in this season, you did not even know Likely played in the game.
And it's shocking.
Unless he got a penalty.
Yeah.
In which case, you're like, oh, yeah, I remember when he had that ridiculous motion penalty and that stupid false start. But, like, that's
he had the broken play in Miami that went for,
that's
what,
his season.
30? Yes, that's his season.
It's a six-pack of offensive observations about way, Ben. Let's continue.
Number three.
I said it before, I'll say it again. Your run game's broken. And thank God the big man was able to finish a couple of drives late. But there was more negative yardage in the red zone. There was no efficiency in the run game whatsoever. And this version of Lamar with this version of Derrick Henry, I don't believe is going to bring out the best in either of them. If we want to get more tempo, if they're seeing what I'm seeing, which is there is no energy, if you want to get out of the huddle quicker, then you need to have better pass protectors. If we're going to start throwing the ball to the running backs more, then throw it to the guys who can really make things happen and get in more of a two-minute look. And I just don't think he's going to fit this year's version of what they are offensively because of Lamar's injuries, because of the offensive line, because of no Bateman even being a factor before he got hurt, and because he's a year older and they rode him really hard last year. Like, I think people need to start conceding. It's diminishing returns now.
To your point, one of those goal line, and they eventually scored, but there was a read option where if Lamar keeps it, he scores easily, but he's still stuck it in Derrick Henry's belly, and I just think Lamar Jackson's reluctant to run. Alas, I do think it should be noted, and Jason alluded to it, they did score two red zone touchdowns, which they are dreadful in the red zone, and one of those, kudos to Pat Ricard, who just destroyed a guy and opened up a huge hole, so Henry got into the end zone.
Number two.
Missed opportunities, and it started early. Lamar had Andrews wide open over the middle, missed him. Zay Flowers dropped a pass on the sidelines. He had a touchdown to DeAndre Hopkins late on a stop and go. He overthrew him. Possible touchdown to Tez Walker. He threw it late and low. Tez makes a great catch. Andrews dropped a touchdown in the back of the end zone. You got to take advantage of the opportunities.
Two is the first half offense is a joke, and this isn't this game. This is it's this high because I almost put it at one because it's a staggering trend now. And yeah, the 72 yards in the first half and the zero third down conversions, that's a new low, but it's part of a bigger problem. You can go back seven games now, going on half a season. They've got two passing touchdowns in the first half total, the last seven games as a team. They have four offensive touchdowns total as a team, the last seven games. Go back to week five, 4.7 yards per play in the first half, 28th. 7.4 offensive points per play in the first half over the last 7 weeks, 29th in the NFL. Passer rating in the first half the last 7 weeks, 84.0. That's 21st. Two touchdowns to two interceptions. Red zone in the first half, last 7 weeks, 27.3%, 31st. They're also the fourth most blitzed team in the first half of games over the last seven that they've played. People don't really respect the ability to beat them and have those assassin blows when we bring numbers. And so they're coming out the gate doing it, and it's frustrating Lamar early. They're finding out early, what do his legs look like today? Let's send six early and see what it looks like. It is what it is. And on short rest against Cincinnati, I know that's a horse bleep defense.
It is.
It still is what it is.
number one.
I don't know. What's Lamar Jackson? 62%, 60%? He's clearly nowhere close to being right. And we found that out at the first series of this game. And he can't beat people with his legs, and it's affecting everything about him. All the things they built up. Remember, we used to hear about his quarterback coach and their quarterback coaches and all the fundamentals. And you'd see him there at training camp, and he'd have the bands between his ankles and the bands between his shoulders. And, like, that's all asunder. Like, it's...
Good word.
We're just asunder. We're almost chucking and ducking. He can't extend plays. He got caught from behind again yesterday in the pocket and outside the pocket. He's nowhere close to 100%, and they better find a way to elevate around him, because I don't think he can elevate them as presently constructed.
Apart or divide?
Yes, I know asunder. We are semi-sympathetic. My one is Lamar Jackson was bad, and he's been bad now for two straight games, and I don't know. John Harbaugh said after the game he has the utmost confidence in Lamar Jackson. Based on what I've seen the last three games, I do not, and if he doesn't get close to what he is at his top form, they might still win the division, but they're not going anywhere.
Way to take down the ginger gorilla.
Yeah, you guys had some similar top three, but I think starting games, and I remember going back to 2022, when it was the end of G-Row, and they were so abysmal scripting the games out. And since Monk's been here, but especially in 2023, how many first-drive touchdowns, first-drive field goal drives did we see, where now they have one touchdown in the four games since Lamar's been back in the first quarter. Just one.
This feels like G-Row's pace, though. Snapping the ball on 5 seconds, 8 seconds. Like, everything lethargic. Like, you're not road grading people anymore, so you don't need to do that. Now, I get it. They probably don't trust the quarterback. Like,
do you trust Lamar with pace?
I think getting the ball out fast is better than him trying to hold it and do too much.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I do think they need to play with pace. I've been screaming it since week three. But they've got to come out. I think the pace forces you to think faster. It forces you to stay focused. And I think it changes your flow of energy. Like, this ain't it. I'll just tell you that. This ain't it.
Coming up next, T-Bone time, TMI with T.I.M. What you got?
Well, Ravens were trailing the Steelers by 3.5 games at one point. Now they have identical records, but the season really gets real now with 4 division games left. Of course, 2 against the Steelers, 2 against Cincinnati, heading to Green Bay against the Patriots. Given what we know, and Lamar is not 100%, how confident are you that the Ravens will win the AFC North? We have a poll up on IA 105.7 The Fan, and we'll get to it next.
T-Bone time, TMI with TIM. The floor is yours.
Another ugly Ravens game yesterday, but winning 5 straight games in the NFL is hard. I don't care what the schedule is, and 3 of those 5 games were on the road, and the Ravens were able to run the table in that stretch, and now they are 6-5. Same record as the Steelers. You still have to play them twice. You still have to play the Bengals twice. But the question that I ask now, and playoffs beyond that, trying to get to a Super Bowl, we know this team can't do that given how they're playing right now. They have to really round into form down the stretch before you get into that discussion. But the question with the remaining schedule and how this team is playing, can they do enough to win the AFC North? And I think it's a tough question, guys, because we know division games are really tough in the AFC North. And the Bengals, the 2 games you played against them last year were 2 shootouts. And right now, I don't think this Ravens team could win a shootout if they find themselves in that position come Thanksgiving. And the Steelers, it's going to be really interesting just in the lead up to both of those games, because I don't even know what the heck to make of those 2 matchups, because Pittsburgh, they have a laundry list of issues. We know the Ravens have a lot of issues going on right now, and number one at on the list being Lamar Jackson's health. But looking in this stretch, and a hat tip to IA Hall of Famer Jonas Schaefer, who's going to be joining us at 4:00, this kind of shocked me. In the winning streak, the Ravens are 2nd to the Rams in terms of point differential. They really haven't blown out anybody, guys. They've won, you know, a couple games by 13, but haven't won by less than 7 points.
They're not giving up any offensive touchdowns.
Exactly, and that's been the issue, but the three turnovers in five games by the offense, all of them happening against Cleveland, plus seven in turnover differential, they really don't get penalized. They just haven't really beat themselves despite having the subpar play outside of the Cleveland game. But now you're facing a step up in competition, and you're going to have to play better than how you've been playing in order to win the AFC North, even with the Steelers having all of their issues. So put up a poll on IA1057 The Fam on Twitter. Ravens have won five straight, but it's clear that Lamar Jackson isn't 100%. Now the schedule gets more difficult with four division games. Home game against the Patriots at the Packers. So Ravens flock, how confident are you that the Ravens will win the North? Cautiously optimistic, 50%. I'm skeptical, 27.4%. Very confident, 20.2%. And no shot, 2.4%. The poll's live until tomorrow.
No shot.
Yeah, it's hard to say no shot. I put it in there, I mean, just for the lunatic
fringe.
We'll
see how much
fringe,
we get.
You know,
yeah,
see what
yeah,
the
yeah,
lunatic
fringe.
But
wackadoodles.
I'm saying cautiously optimistic.
That's where I went.
Maybe even in large part because
I think it's more of an indictment of the division
Exactly. And with Pittsburgh, schedule makers did them no favors because they're about to play a desperate Buffalo team coming off a Thursday night game, so extra time. Ravens are going to play them on extra time, so back-to-back weeks. And then they got to head to Detroit later on in the season, too. So I think it's more so of that. More so the defense playing better and the Ravens at least not turning the ball over despite all of the lackluster offensive play.
Well, somebody's got to win it.
Yep.
And, I mean, there's not many teams that I would stump for. And I would put the Rams, Denver, and the Eagles in their own class. And we talked about it a little bit last week. And then the Eagles go and blow a 21-point lead to an inferior team. And they've maybe the turmoil. Maybe I'm underestimating the turmoil
back
with
don't
AJ
lose at home.
And Big Dom and everything else. And look, Denver is you're still counting on Bo Nix to break through, which is a big if. But I just think everything else around them sets up pretty well. And then for me, the Rams are the best team in football, and I thought they were a Super Bowl caliber team coming in, and they're on a different plane to me. And then there's six to eight other teams that have a chance, and I'd put the Ravens in that pot. But I'm not sure which one of them boils to the top, if any of them. I mean, Kansas City was this close to really being dead.
Yeah.
Like in that division, 5-6 with their schedule, I think that would have been dead.
Colts had them.
Colts couldn't do it.
29 with a great running game, and you can't finish them off.
They couldn't run the ball on them at all.
Yeah.
I mean, they were begging Daniel Jones to beat them, and he started off hot.
Yeah.
But.
Not very cool. Hey, coming up next, wild weekend in the AFC North. You've got the Steelers losing, the Bengals losing, both close games, and Shedeur Sanders gets a win. We'll recap Northern Exposure next here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.